The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living
Show.
Welcome to the Tom Shalhoub Show. I'm Tom Shalhoub. I just did a little adjusting of my papers. That's a Rush thing. What's my trademark, guys? Because I always start by saying how excited I am to be here with you, which I am. I'm telling you guys the truth. I'm happy to be here. They used to say something to me because I've made my career, whereas this is my first radio show, the Tom Shalhoub Show, but I've been in radio my whole life because I've been doing voiceovers. Employed ever since I got into this business, the entertainment business, I started doing stand-up, and I did, to make a living, you got to have your support job. So it's going to be, you're going to be either a waiter, or you're going to be a pin setter at the bowling alley. I don't think they do that anymore, but, you know, the traditional support jobs. Or you do something like commercials/voiceovers. That's what I did. Commercials and voiceovers. So you heard my voice for years, and you didn't even know it. I was out there. That should be a trivia question on my new show. I was the voice of what? Nothing that famous. And I didn't do one of my regular guests, Bill Lobley. He's a big voiceover guy, and you'd recognize his voice. And he also does a lot of video games. I never broke into the video game market, but I would do commercial voiceovers and radio stuff. Radio was my bread and butter. And, you know, stuff for McDonald's. Hey, wow. Hey, what's that? It's a coffee. I got it at McDonald's. Oh, is McDonald's coffee good? Just guys talking. Regular guy stuff. So that's how I made my thing. This is all to say that I've been standing behind mics my whole adult life. And I'm wondering, that's where I came up with this thing. People used to say, read it again with a smile. Read it with a smile. So that's what they love in advertising copy. Read it with a smile. So you'd say, hey, you know, it's Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Only $1.99, whatever it was. I remember doing a voiceover for Subway one time. Dinner for two tonight at Subway. And it was two Subway sandwiches for, I think, $7.99, right? Pretty good deal. But and then the guy comes in, he gets in your headset, and he says, read it once more with a smile. Dinner for two tonight, only $7.99. And then you book the job. You read it with a smile. So that might be my trademark. I'm always smiling when I'm behind this mic because I'm used to it. I'm used to standing on a mic and smiling because it sells. You know, and maybe it sells with you guys, too. But I caught myself at the top of the show. That's Rush's. I can't do that. I think he owns that. He's, you know, he'd come after me. But is that my, guys, do I have, what else is my trademark? It's probably something that bothers Josh and Matt. That would be my trademark. We'll think of it. You guys can tell me, too, what my trademark is. 833-852-4866. So, the news today, guys. Why am I so excited? It's just another day in the White House. The president promised when he took office. He didn't promise us, but somebody once said he told his communications director or he told somebody. I remember hearing a rumor or a leak or something where the president said, this is what we're going to do. Every day, think of every day in this White House as a TV show, as an episode of a TV show. And a lot of people use that story to attack the president. And I think, well, that seems to be a pretty sensible way to go about your day in the modern White House. What do you guys think? President Johnson, I mean, we're going back to the 60s. The guy had three TVs on in the White House. He had them installed in the Oval Office, and he watched all three networks. He'd turn on the news, and he'd watch all three news at once. And people would come in, and they'd say, how does this guy work? Three TVs on? Was he crazy? See, back then, three TVs was as radical as tweeting late at night. That was his Twitter, his three TVs. But you know who understood the media of the 60s? President Johnson. And President Trump understands that essentially we're at this point. And we go from one bit of video to the next. So in today's reality show that is the White House, Michael Cohen, the president's one-time right-hand man, his, what would you call him, consigliere, his wartime, consigliere? Yeah. He is pleading guilty, right? And I got the guilty plea right here. It's all printed out in a PDF, and we'll see if there's anything earth-shattering in it. What do you think this means? We have the PDF. And I think we just have a soundbite of some of his testimony. It's very limited, the testimony that we have on audio. Here is audio. It's Dad Senior. Is he Donald Senior? What's the dad's name? The Fred Trump. An expose of the Trump Organization's real estate dealings from the 60s all the way to the present. Or, you know, it's just this long, and the story was never ending. And they broke the story, the New York Times, and they had a crew coming in filming the documentary on how they wrote this thing. They were making All the President's Men while they were making this expose. They thought it was going to be so earth-shattering. Why? Because they're the New York Times. And it was full of stories of real estate intrigue and all this other stuff. And everybody yawned. Wow. Know all the president's men, huh? So we've done the president's business deals to death. Here's President Trump saying all this Cohen stuff has been out in the open.
So Michael Cohen has made many statements to the House, as I understand it, and the Senate. He put out a statement talking about a project which was essentially, I guess, more or less of an option that we were looking at in Moscow. Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that. It lasted a short period of time. I didn't do the project. I decided not to do the project, so I didn't do it. So we're not talking about doing a project. We're talking about not doing a project.
All right, we're not talking about doing a project. We're talking about not doing a project. So he says it's all as usual. He says it's much ado about nothing, and when he gives his much ado about nothing statements, he seems to love to do it with helicopter blades spinning in the background. Now, Judge Napolitano, he seems to be using a little more alarmist language. This judge, I got to get him in here and talk about this, but once again, to see, the judge has a way of putting things. And it makes people nervous. And you say, what's he talking about here? So the judge says, what?
I have never seen or heard of a guilty plea. And, of course, I wasn't in the courtroom. I'm here with you guys, where the defendant wants to tell the court more than is necessary. So the great reporting that we just got from our colleague Rick Leventhal is almost literally the tip of an iceberg. Where is the rest of that iceberg? In Bob Mueller's office. Because I assure you, knowing the way that the feds operate, that Michael Cohen has been extensively debriefed before they brought him into a courtroom this morning to say anything. And they've probably already verified everything that he's given them. And this has gone on below the radar screen while we're all trying to figure out who's going to win the midterm.
So, Judge Napolitano, now, of course, what do you think, what's the phrase that the media reports on? They love reporting. When Judge Napolitano speaks, he's like E.F. Hutton. You guys don't remember that, do you? I bet you guys don't even remember that. Matt, do you know what I say when I say E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Do you get it?
Nope.
Talk about flying under the radar. My references are over the radar. It's radio silence out there. So 833-852-4866. Are you a Judge Napolitano or are you a Tom Shalhoub? Because I'm kind of with the president that this kind of stuff was, as far as the president's business dealings, well known. Also, President Trump, This is what he says about Michael Cohen.
He was convicted of various things unrelated to us. He was given a fairly long jail sentence, and he's a weak person. And by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person. And what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business.
So, weak person, and he has obviously no regard for Michael Cohen. You know, I was asking Greg Jarrett the other day. I went down the list, who would you pardon? Who would you pardon? And he went through, yeah, pardon him, unpardon him. I didn't do Cohen. I should have asked him about Cohen. Obviously. Wouldn't that be something if all this went down? And Michael Cohen, like when Judge Napolitano says tip of the iceberg, he's saying that he's never seen anyone who's giving more than they're asking for. So, you know, he testifies, gives them all the information, and then he goes home, and then he calls them back. Hey, Mo, I got more stuff. I forgot to tell you something. So he really wants to testify. He's really smart, he says, but he's giving them more. Now, why is he? Why did he turn so quickly? And you guys can go back and you can say, Shilu, you were wrong on Cohen. Because I was pretty early on Trump. I said, oh, this guy's he's gonna win. At least he's going to win the nomination. Before a lot of people. So I was always proud that I caught on to the Trump thing before most people around here. But Cohen, you've got me on tape on this show saying, well, one person who's never going to flip is Cohen. Cohen is like, he is so strong. He's no Sammy the Bull. He's going to zip it, this guy. Because he was the most full-throated supporter of the president, and he just seemed like he had his back majorly. But now I'm starting to think Cohen has nothing because the president never really liked him. From what we're hearing now, he never trusted Cohen. He kind of was not nice to him, I guess, which is why Cohen is so vindictive now. But during all that time when you saw Michael Cohen going on TV saying, Mr. Trump is the best guy in the world and he never would do anything, Mr. Trump has only... You know, he was recording the president with his iPhone. So the president, I think he knew he was a little bit sleazy and not dependable and a weak person. You know, the president has his radar for weakness. So I don't think he shared anything with him. The recordings that have been released so far, the president seemed to be fairly careful with his wordage whenever he was talking to Michael Cohen on tape. Because maybe he wasn't his consigliere. Maybe he was his errand boy. His coffee boy. Remember that? They used coffee boy when they were talking about Papadopoulos. Because these are people they know. He never brought him into his inner circle. Maybe he doesn't have an inner circle. It's probably, you know what Trump's inner circle is? It's probably Don Jr. and the other one. 833-852-4866. Judge Napolitano or Tom Shalhoub? Who's right? We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shiller back with the Tom Shiller Show. I'm holding the U.S. Department of Justice. I love how we can get these PDFs so quickly now. And you know what the great thing about this is? It demystifies so much of what is in the law. And you can read these guilty pleas, you know, in addition to our just whatever education we get in the law, us lay people who haven't been to law school. You know, we watch the Good Wife and things like that. But we get now to what are the law shows that are on? We get to see how the justice system works. And frankly, I'm kind of unimpressed. I'm unimpressed so far with all the guilty pleas in the Mueller case, and it helps really demystify this. And in the previous decade, before we had the internet, we just had to trust all these law analysts to tell us, well, you know, we're a lot smarter than you, so this stuff is very complicated. We'll explain it to you. Well, no, you can kind of read through these things. It's not that complex. Kurt in Fort Worth, Texas, welcome to the show. Hey, Kurt.
I've been watching this new sitcom, Tom.
Yeah.
It's a sitcom slash drama, actually. And the title of it, I don't know if you've seen it. I've been watching it for about 2 years. It's called I Hate Trump. And today's episode might be one of the best. It's titled Moscow Projects.
Yeah. There's so many episodes of that show, Kurt. I've actually noticed that they have dozens of writers on every network working on the show.
They do, and they have 7 episodes a week. That's unheard of for any sitcom. And the show is 24 hours a day. It's just incredible, the writers and the production that goes behind the show. I Hate Trump, my favorite new sitcom slash drama. And today's latest episode called Moscow Projects is really weird because all the Dems are mad in this episode. But it seems like if Donald Trump was building projects in Moscow for the poor people, they would be happy. I don't know, but you tell me.
Yeah, and I guess it never came to pass. So I'm actually surprised that this is what – every time we see what they're focusing on,
right.
you know they would have got him in if he was part of if Cohen had anything on the Trump Tower meeting with Veselnitskaya, he would have been pleading
right.
guilty to that. They don't seem to be having that, but the judge says it's the tip of the iceberg. You disagree.
I think Michael Cohen, if he was a disciple, he would be Peter because he would look at Jesus in the face and say, I would never deny you. I'd never do anything to hurt you. I'm behind you 100% forever and ever, Lord and Savior. And then Jesus smiled and looked at him and says, Peter, you'll deny me 3 times before the rooster crows.
Yes.
And he did.
Good one, Kurt.
There's an ossuary under the piazza that I could look down from where I was born, where they beheaded and tortured martyrs, Christian martyrs. In fact, it's called Piazza of the Martyrs in Naples, Italy.
Wow.
But anyways.
So you think, the judge is, this is not tip of the iceberg, it's the iceberg.
Right, because I've got a thing with Judge Napolitano. You know how Larry David does that thing where he looks at somebody to see if they're lying or not?
Yeah.
I don't know, something about Judge Napolitano for the last couple of years.
No, he's consistent, though, Adam. He's always – the thing is, you've got to say –
I like him.
Yeah, he's very libertarian, and he's always consistent. We're always fighting over things like birthright citizenship. But – so Adam disagrees. He doesn't think it's the tip of the iceberg. We'll ask the judge next time we get him in here. Love having him in here. Love his analysis. 833-852-4TOM. But who do you agree with, him or me?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment Rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Good discussion so far. 833-852-4TOM is the number. And, you know, I did play. It was obviously with a, I suppose I'm, I have to say, I'm just kidding, because I work for News Corp. But when I say we have audio of Michael Cohen.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart. And now, I want respect.
I think I'm supposed to say after I say that, just kidding, that was actually Fredo from the movie The Godfather. But, I don't say that because I'm hoping everybody gets where I'm coming from, right? I asked my guest here to this show. He is one of the authors on probably the best political blog that there is, Powerline. Paul Marengoff is here, former attorney, writer for PowerlineBlog.com. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, I started in the world of blogging. I can't tell you what year it was. When did you start Powerline?
2002.
So I was there at the beginning. I had three blogs. that I would – they were my go-to blogs, and this is pre-anything, really. I mean, this is before newspapers were putting their their papers online. You were writing Powerline, and I would – it was bookmarked in my first bookmark, and there were three blogs. It was your blog, Andrew Sullivan, and Little Green Footballs. And the number two and number three, both of them – they went crazy.
right. Yeah.
So, Paul Marengoff, thanks for joining us. Your blog, Powerline. I just want to say, you probably aren't aware, I'm mentioning your blog all the time on my show because when I prep for this show, there are certain sources that I go to every day. You know, you hit the Drudge Report, you hit Fox News, you hit the New York Times. And I always hit Powerline because you guys have a kind of quirky sense. You cover all the stuff. It's Paul Marengoff, right? Scott W. Johnson. Stephen Hayward and
John Hinderaker, our founder.
Oh, and Hinderaker, your founder and also your chief Miss Universe correspondent, right?
Yes. I can see you have been paying attention to our blog. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. So this morning I read just one comment from – was this from – no, this I'm sorry. This was a Scott post, but he was reading the Michael Cohen guilty plea. And he mentioned, he said, I have embedded the PDF below. I take it President Trump is the ridiculously pseudonymous individual one, see paragraph one. It is funny the way that – now, you're a lawyer, a former, you know, practicing lawyer, and so you know about all this stuff. But for me, a non-lawyer, I feel like in the past year, after reading all these briefs and keeping up with the Mueller investigation, it has caused me – it's taken the entire law profession down a peg because I start to see through all of this hoity-toity language like individual one. We all know they're talking about the president. And I think that in the old days, we trusted – frankly, people like yourself, people who had practiced law and people like Alan Dershowitz to come on and tell us what this all means. But I'm starting to figure it out, and I'm not that impressed, Paul. What about you?
No, I'm not that impressed either. It reminds me of the indictment of Webb Hubble back in the Hillary Clinton days. They referred to Hillary Clinton as the Rose Law billing partner.
And other things.
Yeah. No, it is a lot of gibberish, a lot of deception, you know, a lot of disingenuousness. We hope that the profession serves some good, but sometimes you wonder whether it actually does.
Well, I'm also – what field of law did you practice in?
I was a litigator, non-criminal litigator. I wish I had been in criminal law because that's where my knowledge would come in most handy for all these discussions. But I was a litigator, did a lot of different kinds of litigation.
Yeah, and so I'm I keep telling my listening audience that each guilty plea that comes down, you can tick them off, whether it's Flynn, Papadopoulos – I will say, I guess the most impressive one so far as charges goes would probably be Manafort because they seem to have him on other financial stuff and things like that. But anything that's actually connected to the president, to the campaign, to me, I keep saying, this is what you got. I'm unimpressed with one guilty plea after another. And even though, as you guys noted on Powerline, they haven't said exactly what the criminal charges are in this case. I'm unimpressed with the details I've read so far about the real estate deal in Moscow that never happened. Is what's the most impressive get that Mueller has gotten so far for you?
Well, like you, I'm not really impressed by any of it. It's mostly just getting people online to the FBI, which people ought not to do. But when the indictment is for lying to the FBI and not anything that they lied about, namely some sort of a conspiracy, I just don't see the value of it from the public perspective. These are all lies that would not have been told had Mueller not been appointed and gone around asking these questions. Now, again, if people lied to the FBI, they should pay the consequences, but we're not really anywhere close to a substantive crime involving the president of the United States. I think what he's trying to do is get leverage on some of these people so that they'll tell him something criminal that the president might have done or that maybe someone in the president's family. I think that's what's going on with Manafort. You notice that the prosecutor took back his plea because he didn't give him what he wanted, basically. They accused him of lying. They've got him in solitary confinement. He's going in every few days and being asked
probably to say something really incriminating about, if not Donald Trump, then maybe his son regarding that meeting in New York with the Russian lady. And Manafort's not giving it to them, so now they're taking back their plea deal. So I think all these pleas about – all these convictions and pleas about lying to the FBI are attempts to squeeze something out of the witness that will actually impress you or me.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet. That's what Judge Tim Ellis said in the Alexandria courtroom where Manafort was being tried. He called them on it. He said, "We all know what's going on here. You're trying to, you know, you're trying to squeeze this guy." And they are, and they didn't get what they wanted from Manafort, apparently. So he's going to go back to solitary confinement and face his 80 years in prison, which I imagine at some point Trump will commute or give him an outright pardon, although that's just speculation, of course.
Yeah. And when I – again, my cursory knowledge of the law is that when you have cases, criminal cases, and this is just kind of your average Joe when, you know, they caught with criminal activity. If you get a search warrant, for instance, you go into somebody's house looking for drug trafficking, looking for drugs, and you don't find any drugs, but you find somebody grabs a W-2 and you find out the guy cheated on his taxes. You can't get – a judge is going to throw out the taxes thing because your warrant was limited to the drugs, right? In this case, is there any higher authority that Mueller has to go to? You know, if I were a judge, based again – I'm just making up – you know, I'm putting on the robes and being an armchair judge here. I would say – look, you went in looking for Russian collusion. All this other stuff, it's not good. It's like the thing you bump into, and it wasn't on the search warrant, so it's out. And all of these things, I would throw them out of court. Who's the guy that is going to step up and be that kind of judge?
Well, if Tim Ellis didn't do it, and I practiced law with Tim when I was just starting out, if Tim Ellis didn't do it, I'm not sure any judge will.
Which guy is Tim Ellis?
Tim Ellis is the judge in Alexandria who had the first Manafort case.
Yeah.
Who reprimanded Mueller and his team constantly. And
that's right. He was asking all sorts of tough questions. Yes.
But he didn't. You know, he wouldn't. He wouldn't toss the conviction on that basis. And I don't think. I think he was probably, you know, right not to do so. If in the course of an investigation someone lies to the FBI, that wasn't the Manafort case, but just hypothetically, if someone lies to the FBI in a course of an investigation, that's proper grounds for a conviction, even though that wasn't, you know, what was being investigated. But it's all just as far as the underlying issue of wrongdoing by the president, it's all just smoke and mirrors so far. I think the only person who could rein Mueller in would probably be Matthew Whitaker, the acting Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he will do that, but I think if it goes too far afield, I hope that he will.
What's your take on the Attorney General when they ask the president, just what I've seen, when they ask him on the way to the helicopter or in a hallway, what's the progress on the AG? He says, he says it's a long process. Everything for Trump is easy. He keeps saying, it's going to be
yeah.
easy. But with the AG, he says, it's going to be a long process. Now, is he trying to put it off till the next Congress? I don't know why he would want to do that. I know he's still got the Senate, but what's your take on that?
Well, I'd just be speculating, but my speculation is that he likes Whitaker. He likes Whitaker being in place,
mm-hmm.
and he's not in any hurry to move on from Whitaker.
Yeah. So I want to go over just before I let you go. I want to because, like I said, I'm always on Powerline and reading your articles, and wanted to get your take on this because I'm often talking about criminal justice reform on this show. I think it's an interesting area for Trump to kind of cross the aisle. He's working with, various people. I think, who is it, Kim Kardashian? He's meeting with people.
Yeah.
And he's. But you are skeptical of his efforts in this area, and you are always writing posts about the dangers of some of these criminal justice reforms. And I kind of want to just get your quick take on that so my listeners can hear where you're coming from, because I like the idea of criminal justice reform. What are you skeptical about?
Well, I like criminal justice reform in some senses. We're an over-criminalized society.
Yeah.
There are a lot of crimes that shouldn't be on the book. That would be good criminal justice reform. But letting drug felons out of jail early and giving them shorter sentences to begin with, which is what this particular criminal reform is about, seems like an extremely bad idea. The recidivism rate for these felons And we're just talking about crimes we know that they commit. Most crimes that they commit, more than half of them, according to, you know, criminology studies, are never caught. But just taking the crimes that we know they commit, within 3 years, more than half of them have committed new crimes. So when you've got a serious drug felon, and the federal system doesn't house people just for mere possession, you've got to be a really serious felon, usually a repeat offender, to find yourself in federal prison. To let these people out, you know, early and have them serve maybe up to half of only maybe half of what they're serving so far, just means you're going to get more and more crime. The more time these people are in prison, you know, the fewer opportunities they have to commit crimes. And we're in the middle of a drug epidemic right now, an opioid epidemic, which had President Trump threatening the death penalty for fentanyl dealers. I think that's exactly. I'm not hardline enough to advocate that, but that's what the president said he wanted. Well, okay. Why cut sentences from 20? We gave an example through Senator Tom Cotton. A 20-year sentence could be reduced to 10 years based on these front end and back end release provisions. So it just seems to make no sense to me. We had a huge crime problem in the 80s and 90s. The response was these harsh mandatory minimum sentences, and they are harsh. The crime rate plummeted. It was cut in half. Now, not all of that is attributable to the sentencing provisions, but even advocates, John Malcolm at the Heritage Foundation, say that maybe a third of that reduction at least is attributable to the new the sentencing regime that was put in place in around 1990. That's been wildly successful, and now as these problems are beginning to tick up, which also corresponds, by the way, to a reduction in the prison population through various measures. You know, why change the system? What do we get out of it? Supposedly, they'll have more incentive to participate in rehabilitation programs. But if a person needs to be induced into a rehabilitation program by promise of a shorter sentence, that person's not a very good candidate for rehabilitation. I mean, rehabilitation comes from within, not because someone is dangling something in front of you in order to get you to go into a rehabilitation program while you're in jail.
Yeah, I guess there's often a lot of times the argument comes down to they say, oh, well, the violent crimes and the drug crimes, and there's too many drug crimes in prison. But like you often make the point that there's those circles overlap because a lot of these drug crimes really are violent crimes. And quickly before I let you go, Roberts, I like when the president lashes out. I don't know why we're not in Victorian times anymore. And I think when the president says he doesn't like this judge, he doesn't like that decision, it's fine. He should be able to voice his opinion. Roberts kind of upbraided him, and I couldn't really decide. Did you take the side of Roberts on that? You think it was good for him to upbraid the president?
The writing, whereas Trump was questioning the integrity, essentially, of some of these Obama judges and calling them out. And I think it was fine that Trump called them out. But I understand why Roberts, who apparently doesn't agree with Trump and who kind of sits on top of this judicial structure, spoke out. So I had no problem with Trump speaking out. I had no problem with Roberts speaking out. I happen to think Trump had the better of the argument in this case, and that was what I was trying to convey in my series of posts.
Yeah, let them all speak out. I like it. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us. Like I said, I want everyone to bookmark Powerline Blog. It's an old-fashioned blog started in the Stone Age of 2002.
There you go.
But it's great, and like I said, if anyone listening know, I quote you guys all the time, and I try to give you shout-outs when I can, but sometimes if I make a point that you made, it's a lot of it's parallel thinking. I'm not stealing from you all the time, Paul.
Oh, no, there's a lot of out there, and I know you're doing a great job, and I hope we are too.
Thank you, sir. Paul Maringoff, Powerline Blog. This is Tom Shalhoub, 833-852-4866. We'll be back.
Go to TomShalhoubShow.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
You want to give someone a gift that'll really mean something to that special someone in your life this Christmas? Well, Noble Gold has minted the perfect gift, a real symbol of American pride, an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. Flip the coin. Heads, an image of Donald J. Trump. Tails, a list of all his major achievements. This commemorative one-ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code Donald to receive free shipping when you purchase three or more coins. Just text Donald to 511-511 or go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use the code Donald for free shipping when you purchase three or more coins. The 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin is the perfect Christmas gift. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard tax rates may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in ice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Great discussion with Paul Marengoff from Powerline Blog. And so what do you think? Alan Dershowitz says the president, Mueller's creating crimes. All of these guilty pleas are the result of his prosecution. You got to have something more than that. Mike in Stockton, California.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Look, my question about the whole the guilty plea that they was just come out with Cohen is why everybody is all talking about how it's all bad on Trump. How do we know that when Trump turned in his answers to Mueller that they didn't find the discrepancy from Cohen and decided to go after Cohen to try and press him harder for some more stuff out of Trump, knowing that Trump maybe told the truth about you know, the timeline and the people it was talked to.
Yeah, so you're saying the and what would they do, Mike, because Cohen has admitted that he's lied, right? And now the president,
correct,
and he, if he and the president have conflicting stories, what are they going to do? Say, oh, Mr. President, we know you lied about this Moscow thing because we have the paragon of truth, Michael Cohen. So you say the president shouldn't worry about this. What, how is it bad for Trump, right?
Exactly. How is it bad for Trump? How do they know when Trump turned in his answers that he didn't put the light on Cohen lying in Congress?
Could be. Thanks, Mike. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Martha McCallum.
We only have an hour with our viewers every evening. We want to make it count for them. We want them to know that they can trust us. So we do our homework. We try to cut through the noise. We try to cut through the hysteria. We're not here to jump on a bandwagon. We're here to drill down on the facts. We know that we live in complicated times. We want to peel that back, and we want to give everybody a sense that when they come to us, we will give it to them straight.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Welcome to Fox Nation, an exclusive streaming service designed for the Fox News superfan, Sean Hannity.
The great thing about Fox Nation, you can always get us 24/7, 365.
Britt Hume.
I'd like to hear more. Fox Nation is the place to go to do that.
Janine Pirro.
And that's why people come to us. They trust us, they believe us, and they know that we're giving it to them straight.
It's members-only content you won't see anywhere else. Fox Nation is live, so start your free trial at FoxNation.com today. Fox Nation, opinion done right.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and